You know, we have to start this podcast and end it real quick because my amazing self, I mean, I'm amazing. I'm just great. I forgot to charge my computer, so we are at 4%. We're at 4%. We're at 4%. Woo! So, very anxious, very nervous, but here we go. My hair is crazy, and I never care. That's what I'm calling this podcast. Crazy hair, never care, because my hair is a complete wreck today. But I live with it, because this is how I was born, and that's it. I do my hair every day, and I feel like a lot of people with curly hair will definitely relate to this. We wake up, we do our hair in the morning. We feel like our hair is worth $1 million because we're like, oh my God, like it's working with me today. Finally, you go outside, you go where you need to go. By the time you get to where you need to be, your hair is a wreck. It's like I was dumped in a dumpster, thrown around. Literally, the dumpster threw me up. And then I was just walking and I'm like, here I am. Like, I just been through a lot and I've been through absolutely nothing. And it is a mess, but I live with it and that's it. So yeah. 4th of July is this weekend. So happy 4th of July to everybody. We are living in rough times again, as always. So 4th of July is canceled. And there's going to be, like, no parades, no fireworks, no blah, 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 no dun-dun-dun, no hot dogs, hamburgers. We're vegan now. So, instead, but luckily, here is the thing, the big surprise. Luckily, I've been invited to a 4th of July event in upstate New York. So, that's going to be real. What the hell? I just heard, like, footsteps above me. We're going to ignore that. Think like everything is okay. Everything is good. Nothing is happening. No one's spying on you. Okay. So we have great festivities on the 4th of July in upstate New York. And I know what you're going to say. Hello, it's COVID. I know. Relax. I am going to be like all of us at the event. We're going to be social distancing. We're going to be away from each other. We're going to have masks and we're going to be outside. It's going to be a great time. Finally, I get to see my friends that I haven't seen in so long. Literally, I think since February. So that's insane. But this is the life we live now. And that's it. We have to just take it for what it is and go day by day. And that's it. All right. I was trying to eat well this week because I knew the 4th of July was coming and I wanted to, like, you know, drink a little bit, you know, have fun, eat what I wanted. But here we are. I literally failed and I failed literally one day in. I started on Monday and I ended it on Tuesday because I cannot handle that right now. I can't handle no bread. Sorry. Don't care who you are. You're a nutritionist. You're a doctor. A psychologist. Guess what? Okay? I need the bread in my life to keep me what? To keep me what? Happy. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have fun and eat the bread and enjoy myself. You think I really care? Well, yeah, I do. But you think I care right now about my love handles or my rolls and or my arm fat? No. Give me the bread. I love bread. And that's it. So thank you so much for your thoughts and concerns. But currently, I am loving life and eating bread. If I don't have bread with me, and my mom knows this, I will freak out. So we love that. Also, I'm vegan now, so there's really not enough options unless I want to eat asparagus and Brussels sprouts forever, which I love. I love Brussels sprouts and asparagus, but sometimes I need that little fun stuff like 12 pounds of potatoes and 12 loaves of bread. And I get it, and I love it. Can I tell you guys something? I was at Whole Foods last week, and I got a loaf of, spalonga. I think it's spalonga bread. amazing bread. They crisp it perfect, and on the inside, it's nice and gooey. Oh my, not like gooey, but like, it's that perfect warm bread, and you just grab it, and you, oh, I love it. So, I was on my way home, and I was so hungry, because I didn't eat all day. I think I just had iced coffee, and I called it a day, because, can we talk about iced coffee, how people literally just, like me, drink iced coffee and think it's a meal? I love it. So I was so hungry that I literally grabbed the loaf of bread, and I was just eating it out of my car, and the people were driving past me, and I think someone recorded me, but I was waiting for it to go viral, but it has yet to go viral, so we'll see one day, but yeah, so nothing's working, don't care, trying to live my best life. Next, New York and New Jersey are both postponing their indoor restaurants, which should have never happened. Thank you, because that is why, in my opinion, that other states like Florida, Texas, California are all seeing spikes in the cases of the virus. They need to calm down, everybody. Not saying that we're not going back anywhere, but I wanted to see Lady Gaga this summer, and it's not happening. So do you think I'm mad? Of course. But I'm not going around crying, saying, boo-hoo. I'm saying we need to figure this out so next summer is popping. And that's it. Wear your mask. Do what you gotta do. Social distance. Watch who you're talking to. Watch who you're hanging out with. Oh, my gosh. Wow, that was very aggressive. I feel like I've been aggressive all... How long have we been? 7 minutes of this podcast. I have been aggressive. Okay, before we start the topics, I want to say a huge shout out to one of my best friends, Gabrielle, or, you know, Gabby. She's been on this podcast multiple times, and she is creating her own YouTube channel. I'm very excited for this. I hope to be on, because she's going to be doing amazing videos, amazing topics. So if you want to follow her, it's Gabrielle Beltier, and that is G-A-B-R-I-E-L-L-E for Gabrielle. Beltier is B-A-R-L-A-T-I-E-R, and that's on YouTube. Subscribe to her. Once she gets 50 subscribers, she will put out her first content, and I'm so excited. Gabby, love you so much. Can't wait to be on. I better be on. And yes, G bless. Love you so much. I'm hoping to put all my episodes of this podcast on YouTube, but that takes a long time. So I really need time off for that. So once I do, though, don't you guys worry. It's going to be on there. All right, on to topics. Here we go. So first, we have Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. They need to go on the red table because they have had an open relationship, allegedly, with August something, who is a rapper. And it is... I think it's getting messy because I think it's coming out. So August in an interview said something regarding Jada Pinkett Smith and him dating for 4 years. And everyone's like, wait, what? 4 years? She's married to Will Smith. What is he talking about? And that's when shit hit the fan. Now Will Smith is saying, I did not approve them to be in a relationship or even, you know, hook up one day. So now we are getting the tea we deserve in 2020. I feel like we haven't gotten any true tea in a while. So, this is all still kind of developing, but this is what I got for right now. Next, we have Rob Kardashian getting into his best shape of his life. Yes, Robert! So proud of him because I, first and foremost, know how hard it is to lose weight after gaining so much weight. And to see him get back into that healthy lifestyle, and you could just see it in his face. He's happy. He's happy to be there. He wants to be there, and that is amazing. I'm so happy for Rob. You have no idea. It killed me to see his mental health decline and all that stuff, but I really feel like his daughter literally changed his life. Having a kid and having someone or something, like with my dogs, like seeing them, and I'm like, I am their life. Like, without me, where are they going to be? I mean, I have my family, but like, it's a lot. So I'm like, I am going to be healthy and live forever for them. So that is an awesome, amazing thing. So much love for you, Rob. I want to see more results. I love it though. Next, we have Shane Dawson. What's his name? Shane Dawson, Jeffree Star, Tati Westbrook. They are a damn mess. So they all boycotted James Charles because they alleged that he did something with some straight boy. And now Tati Westboro is now saying, no, this never happened. I was abused, or not abused. What is it? I was, shoot, my pen. Wait, let me grab my pen. She's saying that she was something. She was manipulated. That's the word. She was manipulated by Jeffree Star and Shane Dawson for doing this. Now, here's why I think of Tati Westboro. I think she's a flip-flopper, and that's just my honest opinion, because when James Charles had his allegations out, she ran away from James Charles after they were really good friends. So then she went to only Shane Dawson and Jeffree Starship. So then they went there, and now it's the opposite around. Now Shane Dawson is getting accused for blackface, saying the racial slurs, and pedophilia for little children, because he did some video with Willow Smith or whatever. So now she's saying, let me flip it and the flop it, and now she's going to, oh my God, what's his name? James Charles. So now I'm like, this girl is a flip-flopper. Like, she is, what did I say on Twitter? She's a fish out of water, hashtag flip-flop. So I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. It's boring. It's yawning. It's really just obnoxious, and I don't really care. Next, we have Kanye West and his sweet message for his wife, Kim Kardashian. He was just like, congrats on becoming a billionaire. It's an amazing thing. I'm so proud of you. God is watching us. God is good. So, you know, I applaud them. I applaud the Kardashians. They have made their money. Anybody that says that they don't know that they're talentless, I'm like, oh my God, you guys are tragic, because they literally run the entertainment world. And Kris Kardashian, if you need new clients, you know who to call. My name is George, and I am on Social Blend. Call me. Lastly, we have, it's bittersweet news, of course, but Harvey Weinstein's victim has received $18.9 million settlement surrounding the abuse from Harvey. If you don't know, Harvey Weinstein is in jail for what he has done, and it's disgusting. But you know, I definitely feel like $18.9 million is nothing compared to the hurt and the pain that these people have gone through and their families. So, I mean, money, sometimes money is good, but in this case, honestly, money does not fix a problem like this. And last, we have our quote of the week. So, I don't even know what to say about that. Like, we have been living in such crazy times. I mean, all I'm telling people, and a lot of people that were at my New Year's party, I was just like, did you guys think when we cheers and said, you know, Happy New Year, that this would happen? And everyone's just like, no, I know, it's crazy. And I'm like, it's crazy. Like, I had no idea that this was going to happen. And I'm still in shock. So yeah. The quote of the week, and I'm going to end this episode, is stay positive even when it feels like your whole world is falling apart. So that's from an unknown writer. But I feel like we are living in such a world that we need that right now. And not only our world, but globally. I feel like our whole, like the whole planet is just like in madness. Like, we're all mad right now. So, yeah. Anyway, have a great weekend. Happy 4th of July. Enjoy yourselves. Stay safe. Don't text and drive. Don't drink and drive. Please stay safe. Love you all. Have a great weekend. Stay tuned, and I'll see you next week.